Well, I think the backpackers, a lot of the backpackers who've been camping have actually decided that it's time for them to move to higher ground. So we have our backpackers is actually very busy.
So where are people coming from?
Some of them have been camping in the camping grounds and some of them have been stranded, and I believe they opened the road for a short period of time today from the north. So a few people arrived through and they're not able to go any further north, so they're stranded here as well.
Now, you're saying that you've got lots of backpackers that are sort of descending on your doorstep, obviously from all sorts of different places around the world and possibly across Australia. Do they have any idea about what's going on?
Not at all, but we did take them for, well, a few of them, a lot of them are working on the river, and they've been watching the ground slowly become more waterlogged. And we took a few out this morning around just to kind of explain to them the magnitude of it. And they were very surprised when they saw the water that's lying around the town from the rain that we've had in the last few days.
Now, Mem, I believe that you've got a lot of locals that have been in Carnarvon for a little bit of time. What are some of the stories that you're hearing across the bar top?
I guess the people that are in this afternoon are kind of the regulars that we've had in here for a long time. And a lot of them are very aware of what might happen. And a few of them were here years ago when it actually happened in the 60s. So, they're sitting tight at the moment, most of them, to see what actually does happen.
And are they making, or have they made preparations for the worst?
I think most of them have, yes.
And Mem, how is the hotel, how are you coping with the amount of people that are lobbing up on your doorstep?
It's good actually. The backpackers they're actually very upbeat at the moment, so it's a big adventure for them. Some of them are comparing it to massive snowstorms in their own countries when the ice starts melting and all these kinds of stories. So they believe that they're making history. So it's exciting for them in some ways, I guess. But yeah.
And not so much for the locals.
That's exactly right.
Well, Mem, I know that you've got to get behind the bar and serve a lot of drinks, but thanks for taking time out from what is a very, very busy day. And we hope that everyone stays safe and sound in the Port Hotel.
Great. Thank you very much.